Jeff, the school board elections for the city of Buffalo are coming up tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and the Buffalo News has endorsed three candidates. What's your take on those endorsements?
Yeah, so the three candidates they endorsed are Larry Quinn, the former Sabres general or managing partner, Patty Pierce, who is an investigator in the DA's office, and the two of them are sort of running as a tandem, both sort of on the team of Carlo Palladino. They're supportive of his agenda, and they want to form a bloc on the Board of Education with Carl. And then a third, John Licata. There's some surprising things about the News's choices and some unsurprising things. It's not surprising that they should choose to endorse Pierce and Quinn together because, as I say, they're running as a team, more or less. And then they endorse John Licata, who likes to describe himself as he's an incumbent, as everybody's favorite third choice, because frankly, everybody likes him. He's competent. He's intelligent. He seems to weigh his decisions carefully. He's sort of in this middle group. He's not on anybody's side. He goes back and forth because he seems to make decisions independently.
And he's had some success running as everybody's favorite third choice.
Yeah, yeah. 5 years ago when he was first elected, there were nine candidates on the ballot then. That was also a fairly heated campaign, and there were very well-defined sort of enemy camps. Voters sort of chose one camp or another, and then they voted for John Licata as their third choice. And as a result, he actually finished first in the polling by a large margin. And I wouldn't be surprised if that happens again.
Yeah, but that happens again. Now, the interesting thing, to some degree, with the candidates that the Buffalo News has endorsed, all three are white candidates. And apparently there was a letter written to the Art Voice responding to these Buffalo News endorsements.
Yeah, it's actually in the current issue of Art Voice. It's on the street right now. It's a letter signed by five former elected officials, all African-American, George Arthur, Jim Pitts, David Collins, Archie Amos, and Roger Blackwell all take the News to task for endorsing only white candidates in a city that has a large African-American population, a school district that has a majority African-American population. Now, the issue of education often is charged with a sort of racial dialogue. You can see it in the Board of Education in their meetings regularly. You can hear it in the things that Carlo Palladino says. And what they say basically is when the News decides that nobody in a field of 13 candidates that includes Hispanics and African Americans as well as Caucasians, if there's nobody that they can find who is qualified and capable of addressing the very intractable issues in our education system, who also happens to be African American, well, they say that's nonsense. That can't be true. And they say the News is sort of pouring fuel on the fire of an already sort of racially charged discussion in a city that is already really divided by racial issues.
Well, you look at the three candidates the News has endorsed, well, at least Quinn and Pierce, who are in the Palladino camp, looking to oust the superintendent, looking to increase charter schools. Are there black candidates who also fit that mold, who are looking for those types of reforms?
It's hard to know exactly what the platforms of, say, Sergio Rodriguez and Bernie Tolbert, two candidates who have high name recognition. One is Hispanic, one is African-American. It's not clear exactly where they land on charter schools. They, too, sort of like fall in the John Licata middle range. So, yeah, it's possible that there are. It's possible that they could have found other candidates. But on the other hand, the News has cast their lot, in their endorsements anyway, their editorial board, has cast their lot with this group that wants to join Palladino. So it makes sense that they spend two of their endorsements on that group. And then John Licata, again, is a good guy who has done a good job. And so it's hard to say that they should not have endorsed him. However, the perception is pretty bad. The optics, as people like to say nowadays, are pretty bad.
Let's say these three candidates, they've gotten the endorsement of the Buffalo News. Let's say they win the election. Is there a chance for this minority voice to still have an element of influence somehow? It seems as though the public has been largely shut out of the Buffalo School Board meetings and having much influence.
Yeah, although one could also argue that the Board of Education itself only has limited influence on our education policy as it is.
True, because of the federal and state mandates.
The federal and state mandates are pretty strong, and they're pretty hard to get around. And there are also, of course, a lot of people like to complain about the teachers' union and its contracts, and like to imagine that those are the things that are preventing our education system from improving. which that's a hard argument to make. But in any case, people do. Even if it were true, state law is what dictates how union negotiations go. The Board of Education doesn't really do that.
Well, we will see what the election brings, and there will certainly be some conversation, I'm sure, after Tuesday when we see the results.
I would think so.
The Green Code was supposed to be released on Friday of last week. We don't have a copy in hand at the moment, but the Green Code, the development platform, the layout for future development here in Buffalo, it's got sort of a different name now.
It does. And that's because it's become a sort of bigger and more comprehensive document. It's called the Unified Development Ordinance, and it's the first attempt, certainly in decades, in some ways ever, to bring together the multifarious plans and codes and mandates that determine what our city looks like, what you can do, where you can do it. At the same time, updating our zoning ordinances throughout the city in a very what's considered a very progressive way. It's a very interesting document that has been a long time in the making. It was supposed to be released in February. There was some delay, not sure why. Now it's coming out in May, just in time to fulfill their sort of original schedule, which is to release a draft in May, invite the public to forums to review it and comment on it over the course of the summer, and then in September to bring it to the Common Council to be adopted.
There are a lot of parties who are going to have interest in this document and what it looks like when it's finalized.
Yeah, and some of them have been invited to take part in the drafting of it over the course of the last couple of years.
Just to specify, but these will be contractors, these are politicians, these are community groups.
These will be developers, neighborhood groups who are worried about how it impacts their neighborhoods and what they're able to do on their own properties. It will be environmental groups who are worried about how it impacts the public's ability to review big plans for the city and also how it addresses environmental impacts as this development boom that we're currently enjoying proliferates, one hopes. They'll all be represented by lawyers, and they'll all have concerns, and they'll all come out to the forums this summer demanding changes, some small, some big. It's going to be an interesting conversation, I think, on a very sort of geeky level about, you know, the particulars of zoning and land use plans. It's also going to be very revealing politically because, you know, this is the point where a plan like this, which is built on ideals and on sort of lofty intellectual principles, meets the sort of realities of politics. And one of the realities of politics is that elected officials don't always love to be limited in their ability to grant exceptions to those who support them. So a comprehensive sort of planning document like this, once adopted, sometimes ties their hands. And so they are prone to want to carve out an ability for themselves to make exceptions in order to deliver favors to supporters.
Well, we hope to see that document soon, and I'm sure that that will draw some more conversation as well.
Well, we'll be talking about it all summer and into the fall.
Thanks very much for coming by and chatting with us.
It's my pleasure always.